Hello, I'm Veronica Scarsbrick. Thanks for joining me. In a few moments, I'll be taking you with me to Nigeria, where on the 20th of January, an archbishop and a sultan made a joint appeal to stop the killing in the city of Jos, where recent violence left hundreds dead and thousands on the run. The two men are the co-chairmen of the Nigerian Inter-Religious Council, which brings together 25 Christian leaders and as many Muslims in this African nation. For Islam, they are the Sultan of Sokoto, Mohammed Saad Abubakar, and for Christianity, the Catholic Archbishop of Nigeria's capital, Abuja, John Onoyekan. The tragic events in Jos, they write in this appeal, quote, challenge us all to address the deep hurts and festering wounds, the unresolved grievances, specifically challenging the leadership of both faiths to join hands in deploying the best of our spiritual resources in this difficult task of healing the painful memories of the past, thus paving the way for a brighter future, unquote. Also in this statement, they insist that God has been good to their nation, their problems self-inflicted and well within their control. I met with the Catholic Archbishop who made this joint appeal together with the Sultan here in Rome 2 days after this statement was issued. As I discovered, he's a man of great presence, but one of great simplicity too, introducing himself to me simply as John. Archbishop John, then, is a brave man, as you may imagine, issuing statements together with the leader of the Islamic community.
I must say that the position that the Sultan and I are taking publicly is not very easy. Nor do we even have the full support and admiration of our respective membership. Because there are Christians who are not happy with me, according to them, hobnobbing with the Sultan. They even tell me, oh, these Muslims, you can never trust them. They are always playing games. But they forget that the Sultan is getting exactly the same kind of thing from some of his Muslims who warn him against that archbishop. Should not be hobnobbing with Christians. But I think this is the whole sense of being a leader, to be able to go above this kind of feelings of ordinary people and lead them in a direction that is best for everybody. I personally believe very firmly that the job I have, and if God, since God has put me in this position, it is my duty not to lead Christians in a battle against Muslims, but to lead Christians to stretch out hands and meet fellow human beings, fellow believers in God, for a better country that will live in peace and prosperity. This is probably one of the grace of God that has come over us in the last few years, that we have succeeded gradually to forge formal relationship with the leadership of the Islamic community.
The north of Nigeria is a remotely familiar place to me, as I lived there for a while many years ago. Witnessing the reverence the people had there for the present Sultan's father, the late Abubakar Sadiq II, whose stature to the people's eyes seemed almost mythical. I remember once how, when crossing the Sultan's car on my way somewhere, I witnessed with disbelief how my driver stalled the car instantly and prostrated himself full length on the dusty soil. And so did everyone else, by the way. The current Sultan is his son, his heir to a 2-century-old throne founded by his great-grandfather, 19th-century Islamic reformer Sheikh Usman Danfodio. But I think I'll give the word to Archbishop John to tell you more about him, this soldier-turned-sultan whom he knows well.
He is a very enlightened gentleman, a former colonel in the Nigerian army. He retired with a major general rank. He's had experience of not only commanding Nigerian forces that are made up of both Christians and Muslims. His last military assignment was military attaché in Pakistan, Iran, and Iraq. So he is well aware of what it means to promote Islamic fundamentalism and the challenges it poses, even for a Muslim state. He's trying his best to make sure that we do not repeat in Nigeria, by we, I mean the Muslim community, does not repeat in Nigeria the mistakes that he's seen elsewhere. And apart from that, broad-mindedly, me and him, we are in very good terms. We're talking very well together, and in fact, we issued a common statement on the just issue. Well, he can talk as the head of the Muslims and say whatever he likes about what is happening, and I too can talk as the leader of the Christians, saying whatever I say about it. It will not really make as much impact as if both of us, with one voice, can say something together, in which case we are addressing everybody. And the statement clearly dissociates religion from violence and killing. And my own reading of it is that if we can both say so, then if there are any Christians out there who decide to go killing, they cannot say they are doing it in the name of religion. They will then be forced to tell the whole world why they are fighting. That way too, hopefully, we can become part of the solution rather than becoming a rallying point for conflicting people.
And warm thanks there to the Archbishop of Nigeria's capital, Abuja, John Onoyekan, for taking the time to share with us this information. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.